This morning we have a guest joining us here by phone. Kyle Larson is with us this morning. You might know him because he's kind of a famous name on the NASCAR Cup Series circuit as a champion and also the co-founder and co-owner of High Limit Racing. Kyle, welcome to the program this morning. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. No problem.
Yeah, I appreciate you carving out some time. I know the racing schedule gets pretty busy, and boy, in your case, it gets real busy. Not only do you spend all the time on NASCAR circuit, but also starting your own opportunity there with High Limit Racing. Tell me about that venture.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. A few years ago, my brother-in-law and I, Brad Sweet, he's a six-time National Series champion, and we decided to start High Limit Racing and try to take the sport to the next level. So it's been a lot of fun, putting on a national tour that travels across the United States, and we run about 60 to 65 races depending on rainouts throughout the year, and really competitive series, a lot of great racers, a lot of great racing all throughout the country, and it's always fun to bring those great races to fans across the U.S.
Yeah, well, of course, we all know NASCAR because we see it on TV constantly, but, you know, it gets all the publicity. But there are so many great racers out there across the country. This is a chance to give them a platform, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, NASCAR is definitely professional, the top form of American auto racing. But, you know, dirt track, sprint car racing, these drivers are also professional, making a really strong living doing it, and it's just it's different. You know, they're traveling up and down the road every week of the year, it seems, racing, and it's a lot of fun stuff. So yeah, fans, you get the chance to see, you know, sprint car racing even more than NASCAR, because we'll, you know, host midweek races as well as, you know, Friday, Saturday events. It's just a lot of fun, quick, you know, exciting nights. You know, the show usually lasts 2.5-3 hours, and just really exciting stuff.
Yeah, and you get a chance to participate in that as a driver as well, right?
Yeah, I don't run all of them, but when my schedule allows, which is a lot of the midweek races, I'll go run. So yeah, it's for me, it's mostly just for fun. I love driving those sprint cars. They're so crazy, awesome vehicles. But, you know, I also like to get, you know, back and just, you know, see the dirt racing fans. And also, you know, I think when I show up, some NASCAR fans come. So I just enjoy the crossover between, different types of racing, and, you know, just getting to, you know, go to your grassroots style tracks to race in front of those fans.
Yeah, well, I think we all know that NASCAR provides an opportunity for a lot of fellows like you to have that special relationship with the fans, who in some case follow all over. Do you get that same kind of relationship with the dirt track?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, what's cool about the dirt races, it's even, you know, more intimate feeling, I would say, at those races, even compared to a NASCAR event, which, you know, those compared to other sports are, you know, fans are able to get way more access even. But at the dirt races, yeah, I mean, you can buy a pit pass, you can come into the pits, and during the night, and I mean, be shoulder to shoulder with your favorite race car driver, or any race car driver for that matter, and you'll see them working, see them in their environment, you know, take pictures, get autographs throughout the night, and then even afterwards, the drivers all hang out and sign autographs and take pictures. So it's just an awesome atmosphere, and if you haven't been to a sprint car race, I highly recommend it, just because I think you would fall in love with just the type of event it is, and also the quality of racing that's, you know, put on the racetracks. There's just nothing like dirt track racing.
Yeah, chance for our fans to get up close and personal this way too, and they can do it right here in the state of Iowa. Kyle, I know you've had an opportunity to kind of partner up with through High Limit Racing with the Iowa Lottery, and it's given you a special opportunity here in the state. Can you talk about that partnership?
Yeah, so the Iowa Lottery, they're a part of the Shelby County event that's on June 11th, so I'll be there racing. And if you join the Iowa Lottery VIP Club, it's free to join, and you get a monthly free play along with chances to win experiences like we're doing at High Limit, where you can get, you know, meet and greet with me, just, you know, all the VIP stuff that goes along with that, and you got the chance to, you know, win some money. It's just a cool deal. So Iowa Lottery's been great, And the Iowa fan base too for racing is amazing. So yeah, I look forward to that event.
Yeah, a couple of opportunities here in the state. One over in eastern Iowa in Davenport on June 1st, and you mentioned the Iowa Lottery Shelby County Showdown in Harlan at June 11th at the Shelby County Speedway. These small county speedways like this, they provide a special charm, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, all dirt tracks are unique to each other, and I've never raced at Shelby County, never raced at Davenport either, so excited to get there and just experience something new, try to learn, you know, the track as quickly as possible, and then, you know, go racing, I imagine, like I said, you know, the Iowa fan base is so good that it should be a packed house and just an awesome atmosphere, so I'm pumped for it. I know Iowa Lottery's pumped for it, and should be a great, you know, couple nights.
Yeah, what is it about the High Limit Racing series that's got people excited?
Well, I think, you know, if you've ever been to a dirt race, you know, the two big series out there would be the World Outlaws and then High Limit Racing. And we both put on, you know, great events. But I would say what separates us is just the fan engagement that we have at our race, the efficiency of the show. You know, we try to have our heat races start by 7 p.m., and racing done by, you know, as close to 9 p.m. as we can. You know, obviously, it can be circumstantial sometimes with crashes and whatnot, and that might delay the program. But typically, I think we average around a 9 p.m. finish time. So, you know, that's great for the kids who are there and get to come in the pits afterwards and see the drivers. And, you know, our announcers do a great job of bantering back and forth with each other. And we have, you know, a dirt dice roll where it's an opportunity for a race fan to come, you know, get a lucky race fan to roll a number and get linked to that driver. And if that driver wins, they, you know, win, you know, up to, I guess it'd be $12,000 a piece. So just a lot of cool fan engagement things that we do at High Limit Racing. And that's just an area that we've felt is obviously really important, and they're always trying to expand upon it and make it even better.
Yeah. Kyle, I hear you talk about children, too. Is that something that makes dirt track racing maybe a little bit more unique? Do you see a lot of families there?
Well, I see a lot of families at all, you know, the racing that I do. NASCAR, sprint cars, you know, all of that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely want to make it a good show for the kids, and you know, they are the future, really, you know, of the sport. So I love seeing kids at the track, and you know, especially when they come down and get an autograph and you know, have on their favorite driver's t-shirts and hats and whatever it might be. So yeah, it's cool. You know, kids are awesome, and racing is such a cool sport. So anytime you see, you know, youth at the track, it's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, it's got to make for a crazier schedule, because I know the NASCAR schedule is pretty crazy to begin with, but then when you're trying to zip away and fit in some of these other events, that's got to make for a busy life.
Yeah, it is. It is busy. It's a tough balance for sure, but this year I've cut back a little bit on my dirt schedule just to allow me to have some more time with the family. My kids are both racing themselves, so it was a priority of mine to be able to get to more of those this year, and having fun with that. So yeah, I mean, make sure you come out to Davenport Speedway in Shelby County, because yeah, you won't get to see me race the sprint car quite as much this year. So those will be a couple good opportunities for any race fan.
Well, I know folks here in Southwest Iowa are awful glad that you were able to squeeze in the Shelby County Speedway into your schedule this year. And again, that's coming up on June 11th, the Iowa Lottery Shelby County Showdown. And one of the reasons we wanted to visit here too is because of that partnership with the Iowa Lottery. As we mentioned earlier, Kyle has teamed up with the lottery to provide opportunity for folks to get up close and personal with these chances here on the track. But also the lottery would like to promote some of what they're doing with the prize zone promotions and the Diamond Dollar scratch tickets, a chance to win up to $100,000. So folks can find out more about that online as well. And as we mentioned earlier, Kyle, I know these types of things are very important to making these leagues viable and continue on with these partnerships. So glad that you guys were able to get together on such a high-level promotion.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's like I said, it's been a great partnership, and the Iowa Lottery, they love racing, so it's good to link together. And again, I've mentioned a few times that Iowa has some amazing race fans, so I just look forward to seeing everybody out there and seeing the lucky winners, and hopefully just allow them to have a great time.
You bet. Well, I'm sure they look forward to seeing you coming up again. That's at the Shelby County Speedway at Harlan, June 11th, the Iowa Lottery Shelby County Showdown. Kyle Larson, NASCAR champion and co-founder and co-owner of High Limit Racing, joining us here this morning. Kyle, thank you so much for the time. Godspeed to you.
Yep, I appreciate it. Thank you.